brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones making his way back from Chantilly, Virginia, where he was really annoying the Bilderbergs, the Bilderbergers, and has revealed some more intel regarding that bunch. They are ever so much more committed to their program, which has nothing to do with our program, which is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It appears that they are completely diametrically opposed to that concept, and therefore, they are my enemy. Alex, let's talk about this strange occult strangeness that seems to be spreading everywhere. The Illuminati types, the meditation rooms in the United Nations, they all have this weird symbology all over the place, and people just don't get it.
And they believe they get power out of it and power from it, and it's growing. And looking into John Tigrit and his son Isaac Tigrit, who basically set up all this Egyptology stuff in Memphis.
Yeah.
You can pull them up. They admit they're into the occult. They admit that they put secret charms and see that as a temple of power, and that they're going to get power out of it. And that's why they want to be God. That's why they will endanger the entire world to get life extension technologies or to get super energy weapons. That's why they will do anything to get control, because they crave it. And they love having us at their mercy, like all other psychopaths and control freaks do. And it's up to us good people to get involved and realize that our forebears understood this compulsion to power. And our forebears were so confident, so cool, so smart, they tried to develop a system that would allow good, wholesome, intelligent, truly enlightened people to come to the fore. See, the devil always creates a counterfeit. And that's what they've done.
Yes.
You know, I say we should illuminate people to liberty and freedom and bring light to the world. People say, well, that's Illuminati. No, it's not. They want a dark sunshine. They want a twisted version of that. They actually seek to keep the general public in the dark and only themselves illuminated use the knowledge to enslave people. And that's not even a true illumination, because you would want to empower everybody if you were truly, you know, in the light of God. So these people are very, very dark, very, very dangerous. And they are deceived. They are minions of this system. And I'm going to talk more about that when I get back tomorrow. In fact, I'm planning to broadcast. I'm going to do something experimental live as I drive down the road. They've got good enough G4 down I-35 corridor that I'm going to put the camera in the front of the RV, and I'm going to broadcast live as we hurtle down the road. And John B. Wells, in closing, I'm going to turn this over to you. Thank you for letting me have an update here. I appreciate the amazing work you do, and you've got the coolest looking studio. If folks aren't watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, your studio looks like $1 billion. So do you. I'm so honored to have somebody classy and just a great mind like yourself here. We're very honored that you take time out of Coast to Coast AM and your voice career to join us. So John B. Wells, you take it away, and thank you so much for sitting in.
Thank you very much for letting me be here, Alex. I mean, wow, that was very complimentary and quite over the top. I mean, if there was no Alex Jones, there would be no John Wells sitting here. We'll be back with Craig Hewlett. Spoken with him many times, but it's much like speaking with Alex. Those times are not long enough, and they're too few and far between. He will let you know just exactly how far your privacy has gone down. Well, you know, this is the Alex Jones Show. We shall return shortly. All right. Technological difficulties is no big deal. We do have 30 seconds. Ah, there's the music. All right. See, I don't know about you, but compliments really, really mess me up. All right. Well, in the last remaining seconds, please visit us at caravantomidnight.com. You may find something there you could really use based on our chat with Dr. Teresa Dale. And again, Craig Hewlett is next. Thank you for bearing with me while I get my sea legs on the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you.
I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, hello, everybody. John B. Wells, normally the Saturday night coast-to-coast AM host in for, and just a little while ago with Alex Jones, who's coming back from Chantilly, Virginia, and the Bilderberg Summit meeting. Confab, or whatever you might call it, conspiracy, I call it. And now I am happy to welcome once again a very good friend of our cause, which is getting the truth out there and just letting everybody know what color the cow is and where it went over the fence. And that would be Craig Hewlett. He's been both a speechwriter and special assistant for special projects to Congressman Jack Metcalf, retired. He's been a consultant to federal law enforcement agencies, BATF&E, Justice Department, Homeland Security for over 25 years. He's written 4 books on international relations and philosophy, and his latest is The Hydra of Carnage, Bush's Imperial War-Making and the Rule of Law, an analysis of the objectives and delusions of the empire. Craig, my friend, welcome back on a different show, but same story, and it's a good story.
Different show, same story. Very well put.
Well, I was only able to speak with you an hour last week, and that was just not enough. And when Alex said, hey, will you do this, it's like, yeah, absolutely. He goes, get anybody on there you want. I'm like, oh, I definitely want Craig Hewlett. So here you are. I'm not sure people are aware how how far down the road their privacy has gone. Maybe you could just bring them up to speed on that quickly. The NSA is lying. The U.S. government has copies of most of your emails, every fax, every landline, everything, every keystroke. It's all up there in Utah, I guess.
Yes, and it's gone to the point now where I have to admit for the first time in 30 years of doing this work publicly that at this point there really isn't a whole lot the American people could do about it. It's gone to such a degree that the courts, the legislation that's being passed, violating our civil liberties is so pervasive now that it would take a complete overturning of the federal judiciary and both houses, House and Senate, to rectify it. I don't see anything like that happening in my lifetime. But yes, every email, everything that you say and do right on the Internet, even landline, GPS, cell phones, NSA now has a copy of it. They have been copying it, downloading it for years. Finally, William Biney, one of the newest whistleblowers that the government is pursuing, actively pursuing, trying to indict, has been interviewed a number of times in different places around the country, and he's made it very clear that the NSA is, in fact, lying when they say that they're not eavesdropping, and the degree to it, through the Freedom of Information Act, what's been revealed just in the last few weeks is just absolutely devastating. If you so much as use words like aid, relief, recruitment, disaster, snow, my favorite one is pork,
right,
in an email or on a cell phone, those words trigger further investigation into your phone conversations, emails, your Internet activity. And this has been going on for quite some time. This is actually a Homeland Security list that's in a binder that analysts are given that pursue this kind of eavesdropping on the American people. So this is a legitimate list. And, in fact, I've had two experiences myself with emails that I send out to my client base where I've used a few words on two different occasions, and it has completely shut down my email and my website, everything gets shut down. And I have to go to the server, and they have to issue what is called a false positive with a certain coded number. And they have to go in and actually reset up my entire system and allow me back online, able to send emails. So I use these kinds of words all the time, unfortunately, as well do you in your work. So,
oh, yeah.
So it, basically what this is, amounts to is, these words are part of a new definition of what constitutes a potential threat to the government, not just terrorism, but any kind of militant or organized threat to the government, domestic or foreign. And the definition is now so broad that it basically charges everybody in America with being suspicious before the fact. And then afterwards, if they decide they want to investigate you under the new CISPA, House passed this, but they can actually issue a memorandum from the White House or Homeland Security demanding that I, for instance, turn over information on John Wells, for instance. And I can't tell John Wells or anybody else that I've been told to do so, or I'll be prosecuted. So this is being done completely in the dark and in secret, and it's happening on an ongoing basis. And basically, as it stands today, according to Glenn Greenwald, there's nothing we can do about it.
Nothing we can do about it.
Nothing we can do about it. He's a lawyer. He's well-educated. He's got a number of journalistic awards and legal awards. He now writes for Salon.com. And I don't think he's kidding one bit when he says, well, we're past it. The judiciary has been completely deconstructed. It's obedient now to the executive branch, the White House, and Homeland Security. If they charge you as a terrorist, you're going to be convicted. It's where we've gotten to. It's taken a long time to get here. I know there's a lot of people that see almost everything the government does conspiratorially. I don't always look at it that way,
right,
because I've been too close to it, maybe. Maybe I am too close to it. But I see it as an evolution, because I've never believed government to be anything but a threat. Yes. Government is always seen its citizenry as its number one threat. Not a foreign threat, not a foreign army. Its own people. Government has always been like this.
I don't really know where to take this, Craig, because I have to say that I agree with you. I mean, I could just say, you know, Craig, I agree with everything you're saying, and then just sort of fold my hands together and just kind of dwell on it for a while. But there must be something that can be done. But you're saying we would have to completely overturn the current judiciary and both houses of Congress before anything like that would even come close.
That's
and you,
correct.
You saw what happened.
In the midst of all of this, John, I mentioned this on your show and a few others. You know, they're changing how this country functions, specifically in the media, journalism, and the information is not getting into the people's hands. But while all of our protesting is going on, both houses of Congress passed unanimously H.R. 347. It's the Federal Restricted Buildings and Grounds Improvement Act of 2011. It was passed unanimously with only Ron Paul and two other Republicans voted against it. And it basically says the Secret Service can declare any area a restricted area, whether it's a NATO meeting, which is why several people were arrested. During Memorial Day, 35,000 people were arrested. But now, if they're protesting in what the Secret Service declares as a restricted area, it constitutes now a felony.
Yeah, it's a federal charge.
And 5 years in prison.
Yeah, it's a federal charge, even if you beat it. That's the thing about federal charges. You don't have to be guilty. It'll cost you everything you have just to defend yourself against it.
Correct. And, again, you know, once you've got a charge like that on your record, it makes it much easier for them to pursue you in other areas of the law. And, basically, if you get a felony count against you, you can't vote, you can't own a gun, your life is ruined. But more than that, is, you know, a number of things have happened just in the past year that I felt were the biggest news stories I've ever seen in my entire life. And I have PDF files of 500 pages in size that proves that these things are accurate and true. Namely, the first one is Lloyd's of London filed a lawsuit against the Saudi regime for its involvement in 9/11. It goes through the case file, which it was immediately settled out of court, so it disappeared from the media. But the story is so clear that Saudi Arabia was behind 9/11 that it can't really be disputed any longer. Yet this story has no interest in our media's mind. The second one, $29 trillion, it's now $35 trillion, has been created out of thin air. That's twice the gross domestic product of America. $29 trillion created out of thin air over a five-year period of time, lent out to institutions that were not in trouble. This isn't the TARP money. These are secret loans from the Federal Reserve directly to private corporations like Google and banks like the Bank of London, Saudi banks, British banks. Make a list. The list is absolutely so large, I can't even email the list to my client base. I have to put it on a website somewhere. The third thing, dereliction of duty paper, classified document with the Senate Armed Forces Committee, charging General Petraeus with dereliction of duty and demanding that he be held accountable and court-martialed for lying to the President, the White House, and the American people about Afghanistan.
Yeah, it's not going as well as reported, is it?
No, we're in fact losing the war, and in a drastic sense, we are being absolutely slaughtered over there. We are losing ground. Pakistan has cut off logistics. This general, Lieutenant Colonel Davis, that submitted this report, spent 2 years on the ground interviewing everybody from generals to majors to privates. 2 years, 9,000 miles was put on his Humvee. And he comes back with this blistering account that says, we're losing and we need to get the hell out of Afghanistan. And again, not a peep in the media.
Right.
Nowhere do we hear this $29 trillion stolen from the American people and handed out to the richest people in the world. Nowhere do we hear that we've been lied to about Afghanistan and the Saudi involvement in 9/11 is now without question.
We'll be back with Craig Hewlett on the Alex Jones Show. Please stay with us just a while longer. We'll be right back.
heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention men, this is an important message that you need to listen to. There is a silent threat that threatens all men and our livelihood. The tiredness, moodiness, and lack of sex drive may not be your fault. They may be the result of declining testosterone. As we age, men start to lose from 1 to 3% of testosterone each year, and by age 50, what you thought could be your lifestyle or marriage could just simply be you. Don't accept this and fight back. Regain your youth by calling now for T-Gen. The ingredients in T-Gen are clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels and support your prostate to help regain that zest of being a man. That's why you should call right now for a free bottle of T-Gen with your order. Call now. 800-577-8644. That's 800-577-8644. Remember, men, the inside of every man is what counts. Being happy and healthy is the true measurement of success. Call and receive a free bottle of Nitro Boost for those extra romantic moments. So call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
This is the Alex Jones Show. I am John B. Wells, the Saturday Night Man for Coast to Coast AM. We have a friendship and an understanding with Alex now for many years. He and George Norrie go back 9 years something, and Alex and I go back, not quite a year, because, I was the Saturday Night Guy before 2012, and what a year to come on board that particular outfit. I like to call it the mothership. But anyway, last Saturday night, I was pleased to have Craig Hewlett on the program, and we have him now for you, so I think I'll just let him tell us some more about how we're not being we're not being nurtured and cared for, and we're being yanked around and fed full of disinformation and anything that bad that's going on. We're not being informed of it, and there are no plans to deviate from this path indicated in any way, shape, or form. Am I close here, Craig?
You're right on the money, unfortunately, and it is always about money. And buried into high-profile issues of our new defense bill, $642 billion defense bill, is a little tweak in the bill that will essentially neutralize two previous laws, the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948, the Foreign Relations Authorization Act of 1987. Now, most people aren't never going to hear about this. But what it'll do, and this is further proof that our government sees you and I, the citizenry of America, as the true enemy of the state. It's not foreign terrorism. It's not Russia or China. Hell, China has just been authorized by the Federal Reserve to begin buying up U.S. privately owned banks. So China's now going to own a number of our privately owned commercial banking operations. So that hardly is China one of our enemies. It's clear we are, because when they tweak this defense bill and they get rid of these two laws that have been in place since 1948, all that effort in propaganda and misinformation through the State Department, the CIA, and the Pentagon that's always been directed at foreign governments and foreign nationals will now be authorized to be turned loose on the American people. That will become the law of the land. Not only will we be lied to by omission, not telling us that the Saudis were involved in 9/11, not telling us that Petraeus lied about Afghanistan, not being told about the $35 trillion in U.S. taxpayers' money given away freely in loans for 5 years to anyone and everyone throughout the world. Not only will we not be told about those things still, we are not going to be lied to in every way, shape, and form to convince us, like we've tried to convince other countries, nations, and people, that our government is perfect, pristine. We don't torture, we don't kill, when in fact we torture and we do kill. And Obama, by the way, the title of my book, I didn't change it as it stays in print. It was Bush's War Making and the Rule of Law, but it also is Obama's War Making, because Obama has far outstripped Bush Jr. in violating international law, the rules of war, and, of course, here domestically. Obama has gone so far past Bush as to make Bush look like one of the better presidents in our history. I thought I'd never say that.
We're going to have to take another look. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? And you know, it's funny, on our last chat, it's like, you're bashing Obama, or you're bashing, like, listen, we're bashing them all. Don't you get it? We're bashing them all. The whole thing is almost rotten to the core. Look at that mess that happened down there in Louisiana with the Ron Paul delegates. You ever seen such a thing? Never saw anything like that since the 30s on an old newsreel or something.
I know. It's getting hideous.
It's just unbelievable. What's the best website for people to follow you on?
CraigBHewitt.com.
Craig.
And if they take the trouble to use the email address on CraigBHewitt, it's H-U-L-E-T, by the way.
Yep.
Not Hewlett-Packard.
Right.
Sad to say, I don't have that kind of money.
No.
CraigBHewitt.com, there's an email. You can email me. And if you just mentioned that you heard me on this show, I will be more than happy to send you any one of these PDF files on the Saudis' involvement in 9/11. It's 500 pages, so you better be able to have the capacity.
All right.
But I'll email it to you for free.
All right. We've got lots of breaks, brother, but we'll be back. We got another half an hour or so, or the greater part of it. This is Craig Hewlett, and you're listening to him on the Alex Jones Show. John Wells sitting in with you. And please go to CraigBHewlett.com, and I'll give you a recap on all of the good websites to go to, including my own, CaravanToMidnight.com. You may find something on these sites that you can use. We shall return. This is the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. John B. Wells sitting in for and a while ago with Alex, and we are currently talking with Craig B. Hewlett. Craig B. Hewlett. .com, C-R-A-I-G, B as in Bravo, H-U-L-E-T.com. He's been paying attention to what we now call or refer to generally as the encroachment of the New World Order and the agenda that goes along with it for many years now. And somehow or another, we just wind up on the air together frequently, with increasing frequency, because he's sort of like I am. He's a little bit grumpy about this. He doesn't like it. And we're going to continue to talk about it until at least we've satisfied ourselves and we've told as many people as we possibly can, and then after that it's pretty much up to them. And I suppose that starts with the politicians, but Craig, how many years would it take to undo this, you know, unless we have divine intervention of some sort? I mean, it doesn't look good, man. It just really doesn't.
I would put it at three generations. I think the generation down the road, some that gets born into the country that we leave behind. By the way, I still believe that our World War II generation was the finest generation America ever produced.
I do, too.
And if you don't believe it, watch Ken Burns' documentary, and you'll be a true believer after you watch it. But, you know, I lost basically my entire adult family, both sides, the male side, anyways. and almost everybody died. And I still think it's the greatest generation. But what we've done since is we've left behind a country that no longer resembles anything like what the Founding Fathers or the World War II veterans left behind. And I fear it'll take a generation, our great-great-grandchildren, to grow up in this miasma. And maybe they'll do something about it.
Well, maybe they will, because certainly they'll be, if we're sick of it already, imagine how much sicker they'll be of it by the time they're able to take
it. Well, I wonder how sick of it we really are. You know, we've got a president now that openly admits and has to admit, because of WikiLeaks and Anonymous and the back doors left open in the Pentagon, the CIA websites by intel experts that resigned under Bush. They were so sick of it, 100 top CIA analysts resigned under Bush Jr. because they wouldn't lie about Iraq and Afghanistan and 9/11. And many of them left back doors open into the system so that WikiLeaks could actually be created out of thin air. This isn't an accident that WikiLeaks came along. And it's not hackers. The hackers are getting the raw data, but the back doors that have been left open were left by our own people in the CIA and NSA that wanted the American people to know what WikiLeaks is now able to tell us. But we're not doing anything with the information. In fact, WikiLeaks isn't even part of the news any longer.
Isn't that the truth?
And that's, it's not confusing to me any longer. I've always felt that the country was evolving in this direction, whether we liked it or not, whether there's a conspiracy or not. It doesn't make any difference. The fact of the matter is, the country's history, it's no longer anything like what it ought to be or should have been. And I do oughts. You know, I've written 2 philosophy books. You know, I do ought, but I don't think what I think ought to be is the way it's going to be.
Right.
The truth of the matter is, I'm a praxeologist. But A and B lined up, I know that C is going to take place.
Oh, yes.
A and B is lined up, and C is taking place. And there's not a damn thing we can do about it at this point. Look at Ron Paul. I've known Ron since he was a young man. Him and I started out together in Houston. He's the first person I ever gave a nickel to when he was a congressman, when I had my company in Houston.
Yeah.
And look at where we're at today. Back in the day, Ron Paul and I used to do lectures, and we would end up on the same dais, the same platform. He'd speak first, I'd speak second, Tony Sutton third, or Jim Garrison. Of JFK fame.
Oh, yes.
So we were all colleagues. Bob Brown, Soldier Fortune magazine, Tony Sutton.
Wow.
We're all old and we're all dying. And pretty soon, I'm not going to have any colleagues left. And I don't see anybody replacing the Tony Suttons and the Ron Paul.
Well, I don't either. And when you see Ron Paul and his delegates being treated with such abject disrespect, how dirty does that tell you that the Republican Party is, just as much as we think the Democrats are? They're all equally dirty.
That's been a long-standing argument of mine, and Ron Paul, too, by the way. I don't know if most people don't know this, but Ron quit with a devastating letter published in the Congressional Record as a Republican congressman, became a Libertarian, ran for president. And I thought, that's exactly what I thought Ron Paul would do one day, and then he did it. Then it proved to be totally pointless because the American people will never accept a third-party candidate unless he's a billionaire.
Right.
And, of course, that billionaire was a liar from the get-go. He had no intention of being president. He just wanted to hurt Bush because it was an old Texas fight.
Yep.
You know, Ross Perot was going to pay his payback for Bush Sr.
Yeah, he had no intention of being president. He just wanted to divide the party.
Dropping out of the race.
That's it.
And he made sure that he lost.
Mm-hmm.
But he could have split the vote, could have gone to the House and the Senate. But then, see, we would have then looked at a third party legitimately, and he wasn't about to upset the tea cart that he belonged to, General Motors.
Right.
Board of Directors.
Hey, you know, going back to this 9/11 thing, what was, in your opinion, what was the reason that the Saudis were involved at all?
Well, I think it's clear. I believed there was a nation-state involvement from day one. In fact, that's what blew me off the Jim Bohannon show. I was the first guest interviewed on the 22nd of September, right after George Bush Jr. gave his speech on
Al-Qaeda.
Right.
And I was on the air within 3 minutes. I was on the air live in Washington, D.C. with Jim Bohannon. I was a regular for a decade. And I said that Al-Qaeda didn't do it. It was nonsense. Bin Laden didn't do it. It was nonsense. And there was nation-state involvement. There had to be.
Yep.
And, of course, that cost me a number of hosts throughout the nation, including Jim Bohannon.
Right.
But it's turned out that, you know, there's no question Saudi Arabia was involved now. But the reason is simple. Bin Laden, they knew Bin Laden would be blamed, and they knew Saddam Hussein would be taken out. Two of the Saudis' biggest enemies, Bin Laden and Saddam Hussein, would be taken out.
It seems to me that what we're being... Good grief, man. Okay, so the Saudis decided to use us, and now the NWO, or whatever you want to call them, we have now built this country, gone to the moon, made ships that go into the ocean, you know, basically came out of the cave and made steel, and now they're just going to take it apart and I suppose, just distribute the spoils, and America just gets absorbed into this global Borg of surveillance, control, taxation, and basically slavery.
Well, it actually has a name. You know, there's a legitimate name to this. I know we call it the New World Order. Even Bush Sr. had the audacity to use the terminology.
100-something times.
Yeah, no, that was Iraq War I. So, you know, but it's a valid euphemism. But its actual system is referred to as an acephalous organ, meaning a headless organ. And all these different institutions that were quietly being created, from Bretton Woods to the World Bank to NATO, and ultimately there will be a global central Federal Reserve Bank. This is all mapped out. It's all plain as day. You can buy volumes and volumes of academic literature on the subject. It's discussed relentlessly in academia. But if you or I say it in the public sphere, we're labeled conspiracy theorists, crackpots, right-wingers, communists, fascists.
Oh, absolutely.
Jews. I don't know. You'll be called everything in the book sooner or later. I have.
Me too. Everything. I kind of like it. It means that I'm getting somebody's attention when they start hurling slurs and names at me. I like it. Probably one of the few. Well,
But it is a viable argument. We are being absorbed into a geopolitical, global economic system that has no relationship or obedience to nation-state sovereignty. That's just the facts of the matter. And it cannot be any longer disputed. But what will happen here in America? Everybody says they're killing the golden goose. No, they're not. It depends on who you're talking about.
Right.
Who are we talking about when we say they are destroying this nation? No, they're not. They're making their world. They couldn't be happier. The new Wild West is China, Asia, the Middle East. Those people don't have cars and refrigerators.
But soon they will.
But soon they will. That's where all the money is going. That's why they're not. After $29 trillion has been doled out to the largest, wealthiest banks, American banks, since world history, more wealth has accumulated than Solomon, for heaven's sake, and yet not a dime is being loaned back to the American people. Well, there's a reason.
Yes.
This doesn't happen in a vacuum. Nothing happens in government by accident. Nothing. FDR said that, not just Craig Hewlett.
How long can this be sustained, Craig?
Forever.
Oh, Lord, I was afraid you were going to... And okay, let me fire another one out. Here comes the shotgun out the back door deal. Why are we dealing with the... We have a new stealth ship now. It's probably been around for a while because we're just now seeing it. That's supposedly able to operate better than big boats in littoral conflicts, meaning shallow water conflicts. And the Chinese are going, no, we could just swarm it with a bunch of little boats and blow it up. Sooner or later, it'd be a goner. It's like, why are we doing so much business with these people in between saber-rattling sessions with each other? I don't understand this love-hate relationship with them. Everything is being built over there. I mean, did these guys build a gigantic underground base and just go, we're going to be friends or we launch on you. We don't care if we lose a billion people. You lose everything. You lose everything.
Well, there's a very simple and mundane answer to this.
Okay.
And Tony Sutton is my mentor. Tony and I became very fast friends many, many decades ago. Tony's no longer with us, but he wrote a 3-volume work that netted him two PhDs called Western Technology and Soviet Economic Development. Let me say that again. Western Technology and Soviet Economic Development.
Wow.
And he proved in the three volumes, each volume probably 400 pages, all of it was technical study, extremely technical. But he proved without question that Western technology built the Soviet Union from the ground up. The largest Ford Motor plant was built in 1926 in Russia by Ford Motor.
Wow.
And we have never not done business with the Soviet Union when it was at the height of the Cold War. In fact, Tony and I assembled a document proving that our shuttle was an exact duplicate of the Russian shuttle.
I thought it was the other way around.
Bolt by bolt. Nut and bolt. Exact. In other words, they can be swapped out in space.
Well, it's true. Do you know it's true? A bunch of us bought a bunch of these old Russian jets off the Bulgarian flight line several years ago. And I'm looking at this, I'm going, you know, this sure looks like our stuff. And this guy said, it is our stuff. There wasn't a metric bolt on it.
And they didn't steal it.
No.
It was transferred to them openly and willingly, the Trading with the Enemy Act. We did it with Hitler's Germany. We did it with the Soviets. We will do it with China because there is so much more money in the war-making end of nation-state bargaining and corporate global activities than in any other area except, of course, banking. That's why China is now allowed to come in and buy U.S. banks here on domestic American soil. Chinese central communist state-controlled banks can now own U.S. private banks.
Well,
this is the problem. We're talking about a multinational corporation that has no allegiance to any nation-state whatsoever.
Yep.
So an American starts a corporation, goes multinational, he has French, German, and Chinese on his board of directors. 30% of that corporation is owned by banking interests both sides of the Atlantic and Pacific. These corporations are the ruling elite. There is no nation state left. The nation state is nothing but one side of a simple coin of multinational banking and corporate interests. You and I work for them, and our government works for them. There is no them and us, government and us. We are simply the serfs, and the governing bodies that rule over us are simply the merchants of death that are employed by the corporate structure to achieve whatever objectives they want in whatever country they desire, including on our own domestic soil. You and I are the enemy.
You know, this is the most rational explanation as to what exactly is going on around here that I think I've ever heard.
I've been accused of that.
Well, I mean, that is the most intelligible explanation I've ever heard, and I've asked the question many times. You know what? You know what's going on here? It's what it boils down to. But that's it. So that doesn't go just for us. That's everybody.
No, it's everybody.
There's no England. There's no England. No China. No nothing. It's just
nothing. No, okay. There's just the largest multinational corporations. Many of them, if not the largest percentage, are American corporations. Of the 100 largest economies in the world, the 100 largest economies in the world, America's economy being the largest,
yeah.
51 are corporations. They're not even countries. They're corporations. Walmart is larger than any other country, period, except the United States and Great Britain. I don't think anybody in America realizes that these corporations hate competition. They hate free enterprise. They want nothing to do with competition or Adam Smith or free enterprise. The progressive left is wrong. Noam Chomsky, you're wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. You want to know why I know these things, why I've come to this as an analyst? Who do you think I am? I was one of those capitalist pigs. My clients, before I went public with this information, were GE, Exxon, U.S. Home, Weyerhaeuser. When I left the corporate world and went into the political world, I discovered very quickly that they're the same place by name. Where do you think these congressmen and senators, defense secretaries and undersecretaries of state end up when they leave the government service? They end up at the multinational corporate structure doing business with China, the Soviet Soviet Union, Guatemala. The drug war is a joke. There's more money in pharmaceuticals than in drugs. Without the pharmaceuticals, there'd be no cocaine.
Oh, that's for sure.
Profit. Eli Lilly.
Oh, Craig, I'll tell you, it's something else. That's just absolutely beyond anything I've ever even imagined. But it reminds me of that old movie with James Caan in it back in the 70s called Rollerball, where they would say, "And now our corporate anthem." I suppose that's where we are now, isn't it?
Yes. I used to use the analogy of Blade Runner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's no getting past it. There's no getting around it. There's no fixing it. There's no stopping it. There's no changing it. All I do now is attempt to inform those who are willing to listen.
Gotcha.
If you're a Republican or a Democrat or a liberal or a conservative and you're fixed in your ideology, I can't help you.
Hang on. Hang on, Craig. We'll be back. This is the Alex Jones Show. We shall return.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Do you have a cell phone? Does your wireless cell phone provider allow you to get your service for free? How much money would free cell phone service save you? Introducing SellWealthForLife.com, the best-kept secret in the $210 billion cell phone industry. Imagine unlimited cell phone service, free every month, and get paid helping others do the same. Would you rather pay your cell phone bill to your provider every month, or would you rather pay yourself plus earn free services with SellWealthForLife.com? Yes, free unlimited calling, texting, and web access nationwide could be yours before you pay your next cell phone bill. Watch our video at sellwealthforlife.com, spelled C-E-L-L-W-E-A-L-T-H for life.com. Or call our recorded hotline for details at 559-546-1046, 559-546-1046. It's time to stop paying your cell phone bill and start making some serious money with SellWealthForLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, John B. Wells sitting in with you, the Saturday night man for Coast to Coast AM, and we are just continuing to develop our relationship as we share information and release it to you, and we are presently speaking with Craig Hewlett, who was on Coast last Saturday and on Alex Jones's show today, and I'll tell you, I am just about to, I don't know, I'm thinking about... Nah, I was going to say I'm thinking about going out to L.A. and just jump off the Hollywood sign, but that's not really me. Besides, I'm not suicidal, so if all of a sudden I drop off the scope, you'll know it was the New World Order, man, because I'm not doing it to myself. Hey, speaking of jumping off the Hollywood sign and vanishing otherwise, so standing around a terrorist now with all these armed drones that are going to be flying around soon, they're already flying, they're going to be more flying, standing near a somebody labeled as a terrorist makes you a terrorist, and you may wind up getting whacked out by the drone as well, with, of course, no recourse whatsoever.
That's correct. And using a secret kill order, I love the terminology, it's not even Orwellian any longer. Obama has what are called secret kill orders, and there's even a 17-year-old girl listed on one of his kill orders, as WikiLeaks so proved. But let me close by saying something, because this is a new show I've never done before, and you and I are just getting to know each other. The reason I haven't changed the title of my book, The Hydra of Carnage, Bush's Imperial War Making, is because in about 5 years, the title will still be accurate.
Yeah.
It will be Bush's Imperial War Making still, but it'll be Jeb Bush. He will be the president 5 years from now.
You think?
Obama will get reelected, and Obama will do everything that the Bushes would wish him to do, and the individuals, call them the elite, would tell him to do. He's merely finishing up what George Bush Jr. started, which Clinton started, which Reagan, Nixon, Ford started. So, you know, we're not really going to see a change in policy. Continuity of government is the sole purpose of the two parties. Get rid of one, throw dogs out, put another guy in, but
sure,
nothing ever changes.
Right.
It's the doctrine of continuity of government, according to our own government.
Right.
Jeb Bush is slated to be the president after Obama, because Obama will be blamed for everything that the Bushes had a hand in doing. But everybody will be ready then for another Bush, and we will blindly go to the polls. The media will obediently find Jeb Bush attractive, and Jeb Bush will be the president of the United States. Craig's book subtitle will remain the same.
That's because you're a visionary, Craig B. Hewlett. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and we will be talking again in the future. Thanks for taking some time out of the middle of the day to be with us here on the Alex Jones Show. And we'll speak to you again. You'll either speak with Alex again on the Alex Jones Show, or you can speak with me on Coast to Coast AM sometime.
Anytime.
Well, I appreciate it, Craig. Check your six, pal, and stay healthy. All right, just some information. We spoke in the first hour with Dr. Teresa Dale. Her website is naturalhealingpro.com, and you'll find products that will help you defend yourself against the effects of the radiation that is, in fact, spreading from the Fukushima's failed reactors, and there are meltdowns there. It is happening. It's not being reported, but it's happening, so take steps to protect yourself. Also, InfoWars store, InfoWars shop, they have some products to help you defend yourself. Craig B. Hewlett, HULET.com. You can find his books, keep up with the latest intel, and come and see me and mine on caravantomidnight.com. There's some Geiger counters, three different kinds. They're inexpensive, and it's one of those things where better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. It's been a delight to be in with you today, and I wish you the very best in the future. Check your six means, watch your backs. Do that. Till next time. Be well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.